From KXCI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona, and I ask them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Cynthia G. Welcome to KXCI, Cynthia.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. What are you working on at the U of A?
I'm in Dr. Minkyu Kim's lab, and we do biomaterials. And in my project in particular, we're working on creating recombinant keratin, which is basically like using bacteria, E. coli in particular, that we've inserted a gene in it that allows it to produce keratin. It's a pretty new method because more traditional methods of getting keratin biomaterial, we're often taking like some kind of animal product and then we're chopping that up, dumping a whole lot of harsh chemicals on it to break a lot of those bonds. And a lot of those bonds are really tough. And then we're trying to pick out what we want, but we've got to take apart the entire thing first. And so that's like a whole big process. With bacteria, at least, we can grow exactly what we want, or at least that's what we're aiming to do. And by growing exactly what we want, we have the exact kind of proteins we need.
Like you're making a custom blend.
Yep. Hopefully creating keratin in this way is going to be easier to incorporate into prosthetics and implants, because keratin, when you incorporate onto these things, they don't produce as much of an immune response. So that's really great for things that get implanted within the body.
When you think of E. coli, my first reaction is like, run away.
Yeah. E. coli is actually used a lot within labs because it's really easy to grow. We're taking advantage of a natural pathway. When we add in the chemical that we used to kind of trigger this response, it's kind of like, oh, hey, they put this in. I am now going to go produce the protein that I need.
What is it that you introduced to the E. coli to make it produce keratin?
We're using this thing called the lac operon. It's really, really common with most bacteria. The bacteria, after it eats sugar, this is the pathway it enacts in order to digest the sugar. And so what we did is we incorporated our gene right into the middle of this. And then instead of using sugar, we basically used this very particular kind of like a sugar replacement where it's like chemically very similar in structure, but it's not just like we're dumping spoonfuls of sugar into it.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a Tootsie Pop.
It's not a Tootsie Pop. It's just close enough to a Tootsie Pop. The right. Other idea is just for prosthetics, because there's been some ideas of implanting prosthetics, but it's not a very common procedure simply due to the fact that often after it gets implanted, your immune response is like, hey, this is like a major problem. We're going to panic now. So oftentimes when people try to get this kind of prosthetic, it gets rejected because it's a major implant and body doesn't like that.
That would be super helpful for so many people.
Yeah.
When do you graduate? And when you do, what are you going to do then?
I'm hopefully going to graduate in the spring of 2023. After that, I'm thinking about going into graduate school, maybe a PhD program or maybe a master's program. There's like a lot of options and everything sounds cool, but at the same time, everything sounds pretty tough. So I'm trying to figure out which one do I want to go with.
It's definitely wise not to rush into any decisions. What about music? Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I listen to music sometimes randomly, sometimes just to focus while studying. Sometimes I might just put a musical soundtrack in the background and just kind of go about whatever I'm doing. Sometimes it'll be some random indie music I just stumbled upon. Other times it's like, I feel like listening to Taylor Swift sometimes, especially her old songs out of nowhere, and be like, okay, we're going to go with that. Or just like, oh, this popular song I heard on the radio is stuck in my head, so I must listen to it all week now. So it hops around a lot.
I can relate for sure. Cynthia G, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is really cool.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.